From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The new party leader of South Africa's ruling African National Congress, Deputy President Cyril Ramaphosa, is promising to tackle corruption and implement radical economic transformation to speed up expropriation of land without compensation.
It has also been resolved that in implementing this decision, we must ensure that we do not undermine the economy, the agricultural production, and food security in our country.
The 65-year-old Ramaphosa, narrowly elected to the post Monday, said graft must be confronted with the same intensity as poverty, unemployment, and inequality. The current Jacob Zuma administration has been plagued by scandal and charges of mismanagement. Council on Foreign Relations Africa expert John Campbell said both issues have been around since the ANC came to power. Following the end of apartheid, he expects expropriation to be a non-starter.
And that is because the Constitution, of which Ramaphosa was one of the architects, guarantees the right of private property. So that wholesale expropriation is not possible.
Since the ANC has ruled the country since 1994, Ramaphosa is widely seen as the next South African president in 2019, although the ANC suffered local election setbacks last year. In Yemen, the Saudi-led coalition kept up the pace of airstrikes Wednesday, a day after Houthi rebels fired another missile toward the Saudi capital. That rocket was intercepted and destroyed. There were no casualties. Saudi King Salman spoke about the incident with President Donald Trump. Riyadh believes Iran is supplying missiles to the rebels, a charge Tehran denies. The coalition also said it's going to keep the rebel-held port of Hodeidah open for humanitarian supplies. This is VOA News.